As investigators studied the large serrated teeth of the giant shark, they discovered the massive power of its bite, a force of 20 tons. That's enough to slice through flesh, and 15 million year old evidence proves they could bite through the bone of a giant whale rather easily.
So when we go out and look at whale fossils, what we find is they frequently have bite marks on them. If we look at this side, almost look like someone's attacked this bone with an axe. They're very deep incisions. There's no other animal around at that time that could have made bite marks like that.
This megalodon attacked with such ferocity, not only did it break through flesh, its teeth left gashes embedded in bone. Bones deep inside the whale, not close to its skin. But sharks don't have bones, so estimating megalodon's size and shape is done another way.
Many of the sharks do get bony cartilage vertebrae, which do in fact fossilize, which is contrary to common belief. And we can actually measure the length of the animals, we can see where their tail was, and we know how big they were.
Prehistoric shark vertebrae are rare, but the teeth of Megalodon speak volumes.
The teeth tell us a lot. They compare to what a great white's teeth look like, shaped the same way, and basically what we calculate is about 10 feet of Megalodon for every inch of tooth. So if you're looking at a 6 to 7 inch tooth, you're looking at a 60 to 70 foot Megalodon.
Megalodon was so massive it could eat a T-Rex and was more than capable of taking on any prey in the sea. Whales, seals, even members of its own family. Fossil evidence would prove that these sharks roamed every ocean on Earth.
Whale bones with bite marks in them are worldwide in distribution. Almost anywhere you find a collection of whale bones, you're going to find Megalodon bite marks if you're in the sediments of the correct age. And it suggests that Megalodon really was a major predator of whales worldwide during this time.
The specific location of the Meg's remains tells us something else, that they stayed close to their victim.